This year, UNICEF and partners have screened an estimated 35,000 displaced children under the age of 5, and more than 17,000 pregnant and lactating women have been screened for acute malnutrition. 30-year-old Nasrata arrived at Jalozi camp with her husband and 10-month-old daughter, Medina. At the camp, a UNICEF-supported nutrition center, Medina was diagnosed as malnourished.
My daughter is very weak and she's not recovering from her illness. When I make her sit on the floor, she falls. I brought her here to see a doctor who started treating her.
Through therapeutic food and monitoring, Medina's condition has now improved. UNICEF also supports 15 school camps that provide nearly 6,000 children with continued education amidst an uncertain future. One of them is 14-year-old Kobana Ibrahim.
Our father was very upset because of the disruption in our education. Our house was destroyed due to bombing. We and our neighbors decided to move to the camp and came here.
UNICEF also supports learning centers, protective learning and community emergency services, or PLACES for short, and child protection centers in camps, and hosts community centers. Child protection officer Hussein Ali Sina explains what he does.
Basically, our role is to identify those children who are having some sort of vulnerabilities, if they are having some psychosocial problems, if they have some other legal issues. So we are providing our services through places. Right now we have established 16 places over here, but due to the ongoing emergency, ongoing military operation in their area of origin, so we are expecting new influx of the IDPs.
As the camp population continues to grow, the capacity to deliver humanitarian services is reaching its limits. UNICEF needs an additional $37.2 million for displaced, vulnerable children and women living in camps like Jalozi and in nearby host communities to ensure, sustain, and scale up its humanitarian assistance in the region.